Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now back to the Men's College World Series special, live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, Here for a Reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Hour one here at the Omaha Baseball Village, presented by Union Bank and Trust. People don't have your money has people. Member FDIC. He's Jimmy Allen. I'm Josh Peterson. We are with you today for about 2 hours more, ahead of Arkansas and Ole Miss. One of these teams moves on to the championship series on Saturday. One of these teams, their season will finish up. And of course, Jimmy, this is a rematch of a game that we just saw not even 24 hours ago. Arkansas and Ole Miss playing the first game of the entire Men's College World Series that was decided by three runs or fewer. It was a 3-2 victory for Arkansas. Right now, it's time for our defensive play of the game. It is presented by Mouth of the South. Craving some Southern hospitality? Head to Mouth of the South in the heart of the Old Market. This is early on in the game. 3-2 was the final score. At the moment, it was 1-1, and here's what happened in the bottom of the third.
The 2-2 to Graham. Swing and a miss! Chased it off the edge of the plate. Hagen Smith strikes out the side after issuing the leadoff walk. What a rally by Smith to get through the third unscathed.
Huge strikeout there. Another play, Jimmy. I've been a part of a defensive play of the game, of course, every day that we have done a show down here. And so often they have come early in these matchups where maybe an opportunity for the team that lost. In this case, the score is 1-1. Ole Miss gets a player on base right away, but they are unable to do anything with that. They ended up losing by a run, and so a huge strikeout there, a big opportunity for Ole Miss, but Arkansas, great job on the defensive end.
You can argue that's been the story of this series, is teams being able to capitalize with base runners and teams leaving guys on in situations that could change the momentum of a game.
Yeah, absolutely. Presented by Mouth of the South. Craving some Southern hospitality? Head to Mouth of the South in the heart of the Old Market. Let's go to the phones right now before we get back into the conversation we were having at the end of last segment, and welcome Kurt to the conversation at 402-951-1620. Kurt, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good afternoon, sir.
So I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you have. I've been down to quite a few games and hung out with the Arkansas guys quite a bit. I didn't realize how much Arkansas and Old Miss were not fans of each other. And the Arkansas guys are hilarious because we talk about this all the time. Like, we would play, like, Nebraska plays teams that don't know how to win, and they act like idiots when they finally beat us. That's kind of their impression of Ole Miss. So I'm really excited for today just to see what happens.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Thank you for the call, Kurt, at 402-951-1620.
Is that the Lane Kiffin effect?
I'm sure that plays a part in. But look, these schools, there's a lot of history down there, no matter what sport is being played.
They're not just conference rivals, they're division
rivals. Yeah, they've been going up against each other. I don't know the history of Ole Miss and Arkansas.
One million years.
My guess is it's been probably about 100 years, because that's what a lot of these old school rivalries. No. Arkansas, they were a Southwestern Conference team. So maybe
correct.
Maybe some of it, is involved there. But, yeah, you got these teams that go against each other, and they're going to have a lot of the history. You had a question for me at the very end of last segment as we were talking about what is setting up to be, of course, a matchup that is all SEC, in that Oklahoma is about to be a member of the SEC in a couple of years.
Yeah, so we were talking a lot about Nick Saban and what they've been able to do down in Tuscaloosa, and Robbie and I were having an interesting debate because, like I said, we were talking glass half full yesterday about the Nebraska football program, and we kind of gave our thoughts on who we'd like to see take over the helm if it doesn't work out for Scott Frost. And one of the people, the guy he brought up was Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Obviously a guy that's currently under the Nick Saban coaching tree, has had
a lot of noise with him last season that he might come to Nebraska.
And that's who Robbie wants to be the guy.
Okay.
Who do you think is the guy, the hand-picked guy in Tuscaloosa once Saban hangs it up? Because he's had a lot of guys go elsewhere.
Well, if you would have asked me this question like 3-4 years ago, The first name that would have come to my mind that they would have gone after would have been Dabo Swinney. Of course, an Alabama alum,
right.
And that was in the heart of Dabo and Clemson, you know, winning two national championships in 3 years, playing in the college football playoff, 5 years in a row. They played in the national championship game a couple of other times as well and lost. Like, that was in a stretch of greatness for Clemson. And given that he played at Alabama, I thought, well, he might be the obvious name that they go after first. I have softened my opinion on that for a couple of different reasons, but the biggest one, of course, is that Clemson is they just don't seem like they're going to be as good anymore. Now, maybe this is a huge, huge overreaction, but if you look at them, Jimmy, since they won the national championship in 2018, every season since has been worse. In 2019, they go to the national championship game. They lose to LSU. In 2020, they go to the playoff, but they lose in the first round. And then in 2021, their worst season in, 8 years, 7, 8 years, as they don't even make it to the college football playoff. They go 9-3 in the regular season. And look, that's like a great season for the majority
right, yeah.
of the country. But we judge Clemson now like we judge Alabama, like we judge Ohio State. So I think that his star has definitely taken taken a dip just a little bit. This is a very important season, I think, for Clemson and for Dabo Swinney. He's very hard-headed. He finally, by the way, allows now the school – allows recruits to come in for official visits in June. This is a new thing for Clemson. So I just want to see how he adapts, continues to adapt to the new world there. I mean, I have to imagine that they would go after Kirby, but I'm guessing that Kirby will say no thank you.
He looks pretty happy down there.
Very happy. Not to mention, he's an alum of Georgia. So to answer your question, I'm going to ultimately say I have no idea. I have no idea. Following the guy is just – it's incredibly, incredibly difficult. So I'm very curious to see what
that's what I wonder. I mean, obviously, it's going to still be the premier college destination, even like the year that Nick Saban walks away. But who's going to want to step up to the plate to take that challenge on, to be the guy that follows the most successful head coach in the history of the sport?
Yeah.
You mentioned Clemson a second ago. How short do you think that leash is on DJ Uiagalelei?
Oh, I think very short. It wouldn't surprise me if... Do you remember the Kelly Bryant? So Kelly Bryant was their starter in 2017.
Yeah.
Took them to the playoff, but it was obvious that their offense wasn't as good as it had been under Deshaun Watson. 2018, he was the starter. Kelly Bryant was at the beginning of the season. It was obvious, though, that the offense was missing something. They decide to go to Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, you know, eventually wins a national championship. So I'm guessing that DJ is going to be the dude on day one, and they're playing Georgia Tech in their opener this year. I'm guessing he's their dude day one. I will say by October, he is not their starter.
And they just landed Cade Klubnik, the five-star prospect as well.
Yeah, they just keep bringing in really good quarterbacks. And if DJ's not able to get off to a strong start, then I think that, look, it's a program that has very high aspirations. So I think that they will move on from him as quickly as possible. It was raining down here earlier, by the way. It was raining down here for just a few moments.
And Josh Odson, being the company man he is protecting the goods.
Yeah,
us
didn't
and
get,
the
didn't
equipment.
Get any
new equipment. If the old equipment doesn't get
ruined. Oh, nice. Good call. All right, let's move everything outside.
Can you go put some water in that bucket right there?
Bring on the rain.
Make an appearance, Chris.
We are powered by Access Bank, here for a reason. Yours. Do come by the Zone booth inside of the Omaha Baseball Village, where the window is open again.
Bring a fire hose with you.
And register to win ice cream for a year from Ten Wally's. Ten Wally's official ice cream of 1620 The Zone, celebrating 35 years with over 3,000 flavors. Benson and downtown Omaha. We'll come back. We will wrap up hour number one. Had a couple of questions for you, Jimmy. Michael Brunson is going to join us at the top of the hour as well. Back after this on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.